Coast 93.1. Hi, good morning. It's The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Is this weird? Is it sweet? Is it a little psycho? So this is someone through the grapevine. It doesn't really matter who, but they live far enough apart that I wouldn't consider them long distance, but it's sort of apart.
Okay.
Yeah.
And every night, they're in their 20s, every night before they go to bed, they FaceTime. It's cute, right?
Yeah.
And they say goodnight, and then they go to sleep with FaceTime on.
This is weird.
Okay. Now, some people think it's cute. Other people think it's kind of weird. Is there like a, like, why? In general, the way some people use FaceTime is just baffling.
FaceTime is odd for
us older grown-ups.
Yeah, exactly.
Like just walking around with it on, even though you're not talking.
Yeah.
And not showing each other anything, like it just being on.
And it's the number one way to call.
Yep.
Right.
Like, Riley always calls me and I'm like, nope.
That's right. Lila and her friends. Yeah.
I bet the snow bubbas are all about like the face I'm walking around.
Sure.
You got six people in your house at all times. You don't even know.
They don't even,
always.
Oh, and that's one of my pet peeves because I'll be like, you know, yelling at one of the kids or something.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden you realize one of the other ones has their phone on. I'm like,
hi, Rachel. Crap.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Attention, young people. If you're on a call, whether it's FaceTime, phone, or whatever, and you walk into a room, you need to announce it.
Yes.
That you're on the phone.
Yes, with someone, and they can see you.
Right.
Yeah. I literally had to tell Riley, it stays in your room. This is ridiculous. Like,
right.
You can't have all these people.
It's just broadcasting your own private moments.
Live broadcasting life.
Yeah.
Right. That doesn't need to happen. Right.
There's my stepmom, braless. I'm like, okay, thank you. Like, I'm in my home. Right. Like,
right.
With my give up on life pants. Yeah. My hair looks terrible.
Right.
I'm not. No, thank you.
Exactly.
Or they'll just snap you. Snap. Stop it.
Right. Well, and they don't care what they look like on the snap stuff either. They're just stupid face. You know.
Yeah. The stupid tongue face thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's,
all of them.
God.
Wow, we sound
I
old
I want to chop
right
it off.
Okay, 7-9 Coast. Is there anyone listening who falls asleep on FaceTime with, like, a partner?
I don't think it's weird. I don't think it's sweet. I think it's... I sound old. I think it's unnecessary.
Right.
Like you're like.
Well, and like you don't always have to be connected.
Well, it's just.
It's like sometimes.
You're sleeping.
Right.
So.
I know.
Is their phone like dead when they wake up?
Well, that's
well,
the other
I guess
thing.
It's
like,
probably
yeah,
plugged
plug
in.
In.
I guess,
right.
But like, is it all hot? Is it turned off because it gets too hot?
Do you like pick it up and go, are you up? Like, you know, like in the middle of the night, do you pick it up and go, you up?
Or like if you wake up first, like what if they have our schedule? You wake up first, you say, okay, I'm going to work. And
right.
Like, all right.
Maybe there's
or do you
trust,
hang up
maybe
then?
They have trust issues.
Well, that's kind of what I wondered. If there's like a trust thing here. Yeah.
You know,
because they
like,
started that. Yep.
Right. Because like, I mean, sometimes, you know, you'll get up, like, I don't know, you get up sometimes and be like, you know what, I'm going to go watch, I can't sleep right now. Or
yeah.
I'm going to, you know,
right.
There's other, you know, there's stuff.
Right. Are you obligated to announce it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and, right.
And
yeah.
Now what happens if they say they don't want to FaceTime? Then it's like, why?
Right.
So you've
it's
just
created this.
Created this odd thing.
Yeah.
Because eventually that's going to wear out. I feel like it's like the beginning of the relationship, you know?
Right.
Eventually you're going to be like, all right, I'm good. I'm going to sleep.
Well, it sounds like they really need to just move in together.
Well, that's also part of it. Yeah, that's
like
true.
They really need to.
Right. Yeah. And I don't know how long they've been together.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're in their 20s, but that's all I know.
Yeah.
I mean, 7-9 Coast, we're getting some text if you want to. Someone said, I think it's comforting. Someone else said, it brings a sense of comfort. I don't sleep on FaceTime, but I do like FaceTime. Someone
Man,
said,
I guess we're wrong.
This
guys.
Is called ambient togetherness.
Word for it
we've
now?
We've come up with these.
How do you FaceTime spoon?
Right. I don't know. Right. Do you hold your phone? Like,
yeah.
Do you hold your phone
in the nape of your neck, you know?
Can we just talk about
it? Yeah. Oh, you got to go on TV, Todd.
What
Todd.
If your phone gets in a funky place when you're sleeping? Like, you know, you're all over. And what if it's like,
right.
Pow, there's my hoo-ha. Like,
well, I'm assuming it's dark.
Very.
That's the other thing is you can't even see anything.
No. Or, you know.
Right?
I don't know. I just find it unnecessary.
Yeah, someone texted, it screams codependent. Yeah, it's a little like you have to be able to, and this is true with romantic relationships and with friendships. It's
right.
It's the separation that sometimes makes the togetherness more valuable.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah, when I'm away from you, I'm like, oh, okay, I do like him.
Right. Just not when you're here.
I'm like, oh my God. But like, yeah, it sounds like it's a young person and they need to get over themselves. I'm not the person who asked, man. Yeah. Oh boy.
Someone said, as a therapist,
I've
seen this with anxious, you know, younger people.
Well, and okay.
They call it body doubling.
What? Oh, why is there a term for everything?
Right. Someone texted, how is Todd supposed to go out in the middle of the night on his midnight bike rides to the fire pits?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, maybe you could take Rach along with him, you know, on FaceTime.
Come on, Rach.
Hey, Rach, I know you want to go to sleep, but I'm out at the fire pit. And look, it's like you're here.